Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, Brandon Bang and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. Game four at Barclays Arena. I was there courtside. Plus, Elon Musk spent $44 billion on Twitter. Apparently, that's going through. I know why. All that and more in a fantastic, hard-hitting, museum-quality I Am Rapport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Start this puppy off with something real nice, yes? Start this puppy off with something real proper, okay? But most importantly, start this puppy with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Let's fucking go. Have no fear, the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. The name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi. And you are now rocking with the very, very best. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Yes. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. I'm feeling real good. I'm feeling real proper. Well, actually, I'm a little tired, but I am feeling real good and real proper. Name is Michael Rappaport. Like I said, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo. And I am back. This I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is coming live and direct from the OG, the original Gloom Tomb, right here in New York City. Boom. Back. Boom. Back in the New York groove. Yes. I hope everybody's doing good. I had a great week, and I want to give a shout out to all the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast fans, listeners, Mexico Rappapack, all the people that came to the shows this past weekend, a lot of people praying for Pablo, who's doing fine. Dean's cat Pablo is doing fine. He's caused hysteria with that fucking cat. But as of this morning, the cat is much improved. Thank God for everybody. Most importantly, thank God for Dean so he could start socializing, just leaving the house a little bit more frequently instead of babysitting a cat. But everybody who came to the Irvine shows, I really appreciate it. I got to meet a lot of you guys, a lot of people who DM'd me in Irvine, got to take pictures with you guys, and I appreciate the support. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. I love the shows. The shows were, they were so much fun. It's a big club. That club is like 500 people, and we sold out three of the four shows, and it was just good to spend some time in Los Angeles, seeing some friends, chilling. I don't miss LA at all. I have to be honest. Outside of friends, I don't miss the city of Los Angeles one bit. And I honestly, because I was staying in a hotel, I was at the Trap House Hotel, I kind of felt like an outsider, which was weird. I guess because you're in a hotel. I guess when you're in a hotel anywhere, you never really feel totally comfortable. And I was in Ubers. I can't stand getting in those fucking Ubers, man. I can't stand them. Flopping around like a, just like a fish in the back seat of the car. Blomp, blomp, blomp. The music, the smells, conversation. You know, they just, I hate being in Ubers. But in general, it was a great trip. It was a fun trip. Doing the Wendy Williams show this week. Yo, watch the Wendy Williams show. Talking real greasy on the Wendy Williams show. I'm doing it for the next 2 weeks, actually. I'll be doing the Wendy Williams show for the next 2 weeks live. Anything can happen. If you don't watch the shows live, you can watch them on YouTube on the Wendy Williams channel. But I'm talking a lot of shit, and it's a lot of fun. And then this week in the 28th, 29th, and 30th, April 28th, 29th, and 30th, I'll be in D.C., Washington, D.C., which that club is awesome. I'll be at the Improv in D.C. All tickets, all information for those shows are available at michaelrapaportcomedy.com. Come see me in D.C. And you know the drill. You say Dingo, Sultan of Sniff, Inflamed Ashkenazi, White Mike, Bird, any of those. I know who's talking to me. I know who's talking to me and why you are talking to me. So yeah, the answer is yes. I was at game four on the wood, and full transparency, I did not bring the broom. I thought about it, but I was a guest of somebody who has season tickets to the Brooklyn Nets, and I didn't feel like it was appropriate for me to be bringing my broom. Oh, and I had that good lumber. I keep nice brooms. And then I thought, should I bring like a dish rag? Should I bring a Swifter? Shout out to my man DJ Moist. He insisted I bring, you know, he sent me mini Swifters. But inevitably, I went broom free, dust rag free. I got into the Barclays. The game started at 7 p.m. I was there at 5:48 p.m. I was there an hour and 12 minutes before the game started because I'm that type of dude. Now, I've been saying all year, they weren't winning shit. Okay? I've been saying it all year. I also said Ben Simmons wasn't going to play, and I said if he did play, he'd wind up getting hurt. Well, that bitch-ass hoe, he played 4-on-4 the other day. He got hurt. He didn't play. He's a bitch-ass hoe, but he's like the best bitch-ass hoe in the NBA. The best-dressed bitch-ass hoe in the NBA. Motherfucker dresses up like it's the Met Ball, which is, by the way, is coming up, I believe, next week in New York City. We're not gonna get sidetracked by that. But I said all season long, I don't give a fuck about how razzle-dazzle Kyrie is. I don't give a fuck about how many pull-up jump shots Kevin Durant could make. I knew they weren't going to win the fucking championship because the basketball gods, it doesn't work like that. It takes hard work and dedication, to quote the great Nipsey Hussle. So I got to the game 5:48, went and got me some sushi, all right? Got me a couple of ginger ales. I sat down when it had 32 minutes on the clock. They had 32 minutes before the game started. The teams weren't warming up. I got there, they were pre-warming up. Marcus Smart was out there, full sweat warming up. I sat on the wood, waited, waited, waited. And let me tell you something, Boston is just a better team. They were a better team. Every time Brooklyn started making a run, they'd make a basket. Every time Brooklyn started making a little run, they'd make a basket. They were composed. They weren't scared. They were tough. They were all over the fucking spitter. Kyrie Irving, I don't know. They fucking smacked them around. Durant had an unimpressive, and I'm not saying this biasly, he had an unimpressive, unimpactful 39 points. But there was never that sense of desperation. There was never that sense of, yo, we're going to get swept out of the fucking playoffs 4-0 with the quote-unquote best player in the league. Kevin Durant's the best player in the league. And you get swept. You couldn't get one game? Who the fuck gets swept 4-0 when you have the best player in the fucking league who's fully healthy? You know who does it? The Brooklyn fucking Nets and Kevin Durant. And I say good. The K and KD stands for karma. Good, you fuck. You're not that dude. You're a ridiculously sickly talented scorer. You won those two championships in Golden State. Because of course, when you got two ridiculous scorers on the side of you, you can't double team Klay. You can't double team Steph. And you definitely can't, I mean, listen, I'm not going to take anything away from this dude. He's a top 25 player of all time. But they got their fucking asses kicked, and there was no desperation. There was every single pass, that kid on the Boston who was hounding him, chasing him around, was up his ass all night, frustrating him. I was right there on the wood, that good wood, that pine. That oak. There were so many Boston fans in there. The last 2-3 minutes of game, they were saying, let's go Celtics. I was like, what is happening here? Karma does not want teams to be put together. Karma does not want teams to not play, worrying about vaccines, all this goofy shit. The ghost of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the ghost of Dr. J, the ghost of Larry Bird, they're not having that. So much hype on the Brooklyn Nets from the beginning, calls for the finals to be the Lakers and the Nets. Coming from all these know-it-alls on TV, everyone wanted to see the big three in action, KD, Kyrie, and James Harden, and they got fucking swept. What a shit show of a season. Poor Steve Nash. All the craziness he's had to deal with Durant, Harden, Kyrie. I'm surprised that fucking guy isn't on. I wonder if he's on some, like, meds. The pandemic affected this Brooklyn Nets team more than any other team in professional sports. Durant has had more COVID-19 cases than maybe anyone in the United States, allegedly. Allegedly. But the big, big, big deal was Kyrie Irving, the voice of the voiceless, was not allowed to play in home games in Brooklyn for the majority of the season. The big three only played 13 games together their entire tenure in Brooklyn. James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Kyrie Irving only played 13 games together in 2 fucking years. And you just got swept, you fuck. Rumors that James Harden was happy. Why would he be happy playing with these two guys? One of them who doesn't play, he came there to play with a big three, not a big two. And I'm no fucking James Harden defender. What a shit show this season was. What a shit. I watched them get their asses kicked tonight. I just got home from the Barclays. They got their asses beat every single time they were making little mini runs. Boston came back and said, fuck you, bitch. They said, fuck you, bitch. What a shit show of a season. They traded James Harden. You remember that? He forced that trade out of Brooklyn. And I say, fuck James Harden. In that trade, they got Andre Drummond, who I like. I fuck with Andre Drummond. He's the only player on the Brooklyn Nets, and I'm not going to name... He's the only person that came over and gave me love. I fuck with Andre Drummond. They got Drummond, they got Seth Curry, and they got the Australian Houdini Ben Simmons, who said he was going to play in game four, but he's a bitch-ass, kangaroo-ass hoe. They got their asses kicked tonight, and it was gorgeous. Yo, it was fucking gorgeous to watch. Swept. No other team got swept out of the first round of the playoffs this year. Like I said, even the Joker won a game. Even the Raptors won a game. Atlanta won a game. You couldn't win one game with who Tracy McGrady just called the most talented duo to ever play together. Toronto won two games. Toronto has won two games. Atlanta at least won one game. They're probably not going to win another game, but no one gets swept. And you lose in Brooklyn, the home of Biggie Smalls, Big Daddy Kane, Jay-Z, M.O.P., just to name a few. The home of Mike Tyson, Michael Jordan, just to name a few. Goddamn shame, and I love it. KD, the K stands for karma, and I'm having my fucking after party at Catch, biatch. Oh yeah, we're having our after party at Catch, biatch. You get swept in the Barclays. You know how humiliating that is? How can you ever be considered the best player in the world when you get swept when Toronto is hanging in there with Philadelphia? When Atlanta, with little Trae Young, was able to pull out one game, you get swept in the Barclays, and they say that KD, the K stands for karma, is the best player alive. A wigga please. I haven't done a wigga please in a while. Wigga please. All that dribbling shit with Kyrie. All that goofy shit. And it was all that fly shit, right? You couldn't win one game versus the Boston Celtics in Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to Biggie Smalls. I mean, there's been, listen, this was a team, this season was the second worst in the NBA against the spread. For those who know nothing about sports betting, that means that sports bookies always, they always thought the Nets would somehow pull it out, but they just continued to let everyone down again and again and again. And again, I should have brought my fucking broom. I should have brought my broom to Brooklyn. Of course, if KD didn't hurt his lower back and miss a month, who knows how things would... But that's, listen, that's part of the game. I don't make excuses for injuries for anybody else. I'm not making it for Kevin Durant, a.k.a. KD, a.k.a. the K stands for karma, you fuck you. But I do feel bad for Stevie Nash. And it's sad because I'm spending all my time talking about the losers. But watching this series closely, what I admire about those Celtics is that on the last day of the season, they could have did what Milwaukee did. They could have did what Miami did and rested their star players to try to avoid the Brooklyn Nets. They said, fuck that. We're not afraid of these motherfuckers. We're not afraid of Durant. We're not afraid of Kyrie Irving and company. They wanted the challenge, and they swept those motherfuckers up. Real nice and real proper. Listen, last year, the Nets, they lost to the Milwaukee Bucks because that fucking guy's toe was on the three-point line. Excuse after excuse after excuse. But KD, you fuck, you spent months and months harassing and hounding me, DMing me. You should have been spending that time building better chemistry with your teammates, you fuck you. I said all year the Nets were not winning a damn thing, and I was correct. I gotta go. Let's move on, Miles Jordan. Let's move on. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast wins again. Ha ha, you lose, you fuck you. I am Rapport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft Kings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick In the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ah, what else? So, Elon Musk, who currently has me blocked on Twitter because I've shitted on him many, many, many times for his bullshit rocket ships. I don't know what. Maybe because he was on Saturday Night Live. I don't know what. But Elon Musk, apparently, allegedly, everything is lined up for Elon Musk to spend $44 billion. Elon Musk is buying Twitter for $44 billion, if you could believe that. Which is unbelievable. The fact that somebody has The fact that somebody has $44 billion to spend on like a side business, because Twitter will never be his main business. I mean, I don't think this guy does have one main business. But the fact that he has $44 billion to spend on anything is unbelievable. And I say, God bless him. He's self-made. You know, despite some of the things that I say about him, obviously you have to respect him. He's done so many different crazy things, and he's truly a genius. I will say this. Allegedly, the reason why he is buying Twitter for $44 billion is to officially kick me off Twitter. Elon Musk has me blocked on Twitter. He blocked me about 3 years ago because I banged on his head about something. There's rumors floating around that the only reason why he's buying Twitter is to publicly and officially kick me off the platform, which I say, bring it. Bring it, spaceman.
I have a correction. It's to kick you off and bring Trump back on.
A lot of people are talking about Twitter. RIP Twitter has been trending. People are saying, oh, I'm never going to, once he buys, he bought it. But people are saying, you know, once he buys it, I'm never coming back on Twitter. The platform will never be the same. Leave now, losers. Leave now. So what, the platform will never be the same for what? For you? You'll always have a forum to cry, whine, complain, attempt at canceling people. Don't you worry, you little snowflake, little kooks. I just realized I called somebody a snowflake on Wendy Williams today. Wow, I just said that on, I was talking crazy on Wendy Williams. Anyway, there's people are freaking out. Like, remember when Trump got elected, that woman that was like, no, no. That attitude is all over Twitter today. And I say, good. Good for you fucking little babies, your little fucking crybabies, your little whiners. Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, yo, Marjorie Taylor Greene was on the witness stand last week for the January 6th thing. And all of a sudden, this Muppet-faced, ghoul-ass, middle linebacker-looking fucking red-faced pig. She can't remember anything. The big patriot, she couldn't remember anything. She couldn't remember this. I don't recall. I don't remember this, that, and the third. She thinks that Elon Musk is buying Twitter for people like her to be allowed back on Twitter. I don't know. Listen, I say good. Let Trump be on Twitter. But if that's the reason why he's buying Twitter, to let these ghouls, he's not doing that for $44 billion. I don't care how much money he has. My wife said, maybe I'm jealous of Elon Musk because he hosted Saturday Night Live and I've never even been in the discussion to host Saturday Night Live. I said, fuck no. First of all, he sucked as a host. Second of all, who watches Saturday Night Live? Hosting Saturday Night Live is a prestigious thing that no one cares about. So everybody like, oh, you hosted Saturday Night Live? Oh, I didn't get to see it. Like, if I hosted Saturday Night Live, even, like, close people in my world be like, oh, that's dope, you hosted Saturday Night Live. I got to check it out. How can I watch it? No one watches Saturday Night Live. Nobody gives a fuck. But I do not think that his reasoning for buying Twitter is to let the shitbags come back on Twitter. I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Free speech. I like free speech. I mean, Twitter, I could say the wildest shit on Twitter. I've only been suspended one time on Twitter. In my whole reign on Twitter, the only time I got suspended on Twitter was when I said Laura Ingraham should, what did she say? She said, shut up and dribble. And I said, Laura Ingraham, shut up and dribble these nuts. So to be honest with you, Twitter is cool with me. I'm currently in a 7-day suspension on Facebook. Who knows why? I'm shadow banned on Instagram. But Twitter's probably the place where I've had the least amount of infractions. And I post all my videos up there, all my shit-talking videos, all my ranting, all my raving. I post it all on Twitter. So I have no problem with Elon Musk buying Twitter. If he wants to let the ghouls and the goblins back on Twitter, so be it. I'll be there. Why don't you unblock me, Duke? Since you're all about free speech, Elon Musk, unblock me. I didn't say anything that bad. I didn't talk about your wife, your kid's name, or any of that stupid shit. I said something about your rocket ships or something. Mr., let everybody be, live and let live. Why you got the gringo man dingo blocked? Answer that question. When you're tossing and turning on the bed, trying to figure out where you're going to spend your next $44 billion, Elon Musk, ask yourself why you have the inflamed Ashkenazi blocked you. Fuck you. I mentioned Muppet Face Marjorie, who, like I said, is just waiting for Elon Musk to free her on Twitter. She was at the January 6th hearings last week, and the bitch has straight up memory. And I don't like to call women bitches in general, but fuck this bitch. Marjorie Taylor Greene was up there, in my opinion, lying. That's my humble opinion. I don't think anybody, especially somebody like, anyway, play some of the clips of her saying she don't remember, she doesn't recall. This is not an educated person. This is not a smart person, this Marjorie Muppet-faced Taylor Greene. Play a couple of clips of her talking her way into circles.
Fair to say, Representative Greene, that from election night of 2020 until January 6, 2021, your personal opinion and your wish was that Congress not certify Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election.
No, that's not accurate.
Ms. Green, you've had your disagreements with Speaker Pelosi, isn't that right?
I'm not sure what you mean.
You've had political disagreements with her. You don't agree with some of the things she's done in her career, right?
Politically speaking, that would be correct.
Right. You don't agree with a lot of things she's done, right?
Politically speaking, that would be correct.
In fact, you think that Speaker Pelosi is a traitor to the country, right?
I'm not answering that question. It's speculation.
You've said that, haven't you, Ms. Green, that she's a traitor to the country?
No, I haven't said that.
Okay. Put up Plaintiff's Exhibit 5, please.
Oh, no, wait. Hold on now. I believe by not upholding the, securing the border, that violates her oath of office.
I hope they catch her lying. I hope they catch her ass lying. I don't know if this is like a, you know, these committees, the January, I don't know if this is like sworn testimony where you could get perjury. Maybe this pig perjured herself, which I guarantee you she can't spell perjured. Neither can I, but I'm not in Congress. That's the point. I'm not in Congress, so I don't need to be able to spell perjured, but I hope she perjured herself. Another person who's in trouble with the courts is slob dick Donald Trump, pig dick Donald Trump, who the other day was held in contempt of court for failing to comply with a subpoena related to the state attorney general Letitia James' investigation into the Trump crime organization. Pig Dick was ordered to turn over materials sought by James and will be fined $10,000 per day until he does. You act like you're so rich? Let's see what you got, Pig Dick. Why don't you just turn over the materials? If you have nothing to hide, why don't you just turn over the materials? But contempt of court, $10,000 a day until he did lock this animal up. You know, the only reason why they don't lock this animal up, the sole reason why they don't lock this pig up is because, number one, it makes the entire country look bad. But number two, it's because they're afraid of his super duper radical supporters taking to the streets with guns. Not that it would be like a full on civil war. It wouldn't be a full on civil war. And you want to get crunk? You want to take to the street with your machine guns in the name of Pig Dick Donald Trump? I say mow them the fuck down. Get rid of these people once and for all. But that is a reason why they don't just arrest this guy. But now you're in contempt of court, $10,000 a day. They should raise it to $50,000 a day. Mr. Billionaire, Mr. Big Shot. Let's see what you got. Let's see how much money you could lay out to not give the simple materials. You love the country. You're such a patriot. Prove your innocence, Pig Dick Donald Trump. $10,000 a day. I love it. I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
NBA playoffs are in full bloom. The NFL draft is coming up, which they really turned that thing into a... You know, I went to the NFL draft when I was in the fifth grade. I just thought about that. But they got that thing, it turns into like a... It's like a six-day event, this NFL draft. It just goes on and on and on and on now. But the NBA playoffs are... I mean, these are really good playoffs. The fact that there's so many injuries sucks, obviously. Chris Middleton is out for a little bit. Devin Booker's out for a month. And the Phoenix Suns might not, they might not make it the way things are going out there. There's been so many, you know, people dinged up. And it really is a, you know, it's a marathon, these playoffs. Because Chris Middleton not being in there for the Bucks and Devin Booker not being there for the Phoenix Suns, in my opinion, those are the two favorites to come and play for the championship. The Grizzlies and Memphis are duking it out. Golden State looks fantastic. New Orleans is giving problems, like I said, to Phoenix. The Devin Booker list, the cookbook is, what, he's got a hammy? Those hamstring injuries are fucked up. Look what happened to James. James Harden is a shell of his old self. It's not because he's fat. James Harden will never be that guy. Unless he's injured, he's not saying anything, and maybe he could get over that injury. But he just doesn't, he's not the guy that I think Philadelphia thought they were getting. He could barely get around people. I mean, James Harden used to be able to score anytime on anybody, or at least get a really good shot off just last season before that injury. But, you know, this is what happens when you fluctuate in weight. You know, one minute you look like the Hamburglar, the next minute you look like you're on a keto diet. That's what James Harden's been doing, playing around with for the last 3 years. When he was in Houston, he looks like, you know, he's stuffing himself with chicken McNuggets, and then he came to the Nets, and he, you know, he probably went on a juice diet or something. Who knows? But the playoffs have been very, very fun. The one thing that's been crazy is that there's been three people, I may be wrong, there was three people who have stormed the courts during the NBA playoffs. There were two people in one night, women. A woman tried to run on the court. She had front row seats or second row seats right behind the wood where I sit. Right behind those pine seats, that plywood, that balsa, which those are expensive seats. I don't care if you're in Minnesota. I don't care if you're at the Garden. I don't care for playoff games, second row. But this dummy who had on a referee jersey tried to run out on the court the other night during the Grizzlies-Timberwolves game in Minnesota. And luckily, the security guard had her pegged. No pun intended. He had her pinned. As soon as she ran out on the court, my man put her in some jiu-jitsu hold, tackled her, slammed her dumbass to the ground, and they ragdolled this fucking dummy right off the court. It was gorgeous. And her stupid friend was filming it, and apparently she's an animal protester. She wanted to run out in the middle of the play and call a tech. I don't know. She's lucky she got tackled before she got into the middle of the play, because she would have caught an elbow or a knee or like a backhand. I mean, you ever been around basketball players? Like a lot of them? They're big. They're not the same size as normal people. And when there's multiple 7 foot people or a guy who's 6'9", 270 pounds. When I was doing the big three and I got in the middle of a little scrum, I could have gotten maimed out there. This woman thought she was going to run out there and call a technical because the owner of the minute. Listen. I hope she gets fined $100,000. Obviously, this pig's never going to be allowed back into an NBA basketball game. And the person who was filming her, who I also think was a woman, they should never be allowed back, and they should be fined also. And that footage should be taken by the NBA. You're not posting it. You're not cute. You're not funny. You're not smart. And you ain't dope. And you're not changing the world with your stupid little dumb protest running out on the court. Remember Monica Seles, the tennis player? We're not playing any of that shit. You run out on the court, you're getting tackled, Lawrence Taylor, Ray Lewis, Jack Lambert style, and then we're ragdolling you off and into the back room somewhere. You're going to be in the bowels of an NBA arena, and I hope they keep her down there where it smells like beer and stale popcorn. All right, I'm done. Done. Came, saw, disrupted. Like I said, I'll be in D.C., this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and I'm on the Wendy Williams Show live for the next 2 weeks. You know where to find me. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. the Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. the Dust Brothers. Take me out of here with something real nice, yes. Take me out of here with something real proper, okay? But most importantly, take me out of here with something real loud and real funky. I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Out. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.